Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Nun Gimel in the Lehi Zvahadar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting in the middle of a sugi over here in Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is dashing the pasuk regarding the biur that you have to do in Ma'aseh Sheni. So Ma'aseh Sheni, once every 3 years, in the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, you have to make sure to get rid of all the trumas of Ma'aseh that you didn't do till then. What we learn now, where the Gemara got to, as the Gemara said, when do you have to do it? The Gemara established the time, it's a Pesach, after the third year. The Moed that comes after the winter. Says the Gemara, we're 8 lines down in Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues to dash in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk the words, Bashonai, and the Gemara dashes, Bashonai at the Zok Levaroi, the Atat Zok Levaroi Bishar Kolashonim. You have to be Mivarid only in that year, and not other years, meaning specifically the fourth and the seventh year. Bashonai, another drasha. Bashonai that zakuk levayir, and it's a gavai yerek sheyotzam or shoshona at the Pesach. Okay, we don't have to do the biur of the fourth year, meaning when is going to be the biur Pesach. So whatever grew year number one, year number two, year number three, all the harvests of the first 3 years are included in the biur. What about whatever grew from Rosh Hashanah until Pesach of the fourth year? That is not included in the beer. Chaviraya Amri, the friends, the yeshiva got, in yeshiva said, Sha'einu misvad berivis ela b'chamishis. Meaning you don't do vidui on what grew in the fourth year, and it's included in the fifth year. According to Rab Chaim, there's a few pshatim here in the sugya. Pchaim means it's combined together with the fifth year. When do you do the vidui of the fifth year? In the year of Shemitah. You wait till the seventh year. So you don't have to do vidui on what grew now in the fourth year, but it joins the fifth year and on. Omar Vilo, we'll say it a little differently. Not that you don't wait, you don't do a bir, but you don't. There's not ma'ak of the vidui. The vidui that you have to do on year one, two, and three, if you don't have here the fruits of the fourth year, you can still do the vidui. But well, when you're doing the vidui, you're fifth, sixth, and you come into the seventh year, if you're missing the fourth year, then it is ma'ak of the vidui. Because the vidui is, I got rid of all the trumas and ma'asos of all 3 years, including the fourth year. Says the Gemara, my nafik me binir. What's the between these two explanations? The first explanation is that you don't combine it with the first 3 years. And the second explanation is there's not ma'ak of the vidui of the first 3 years. Says the Gemara, ovar venizvado. If he did not get rid of these vegetables, and not do the trumas and ma'asos, and he did vidui in the first 3 years. Al da'atayun dechavrayo pasul. Al da'ayta de'avila kosher. Meaning, according to Chavraya, it is me'akev the vidui, says Rav Chaim. Chavraya did not say it's not me'akev the vidui. Chavraya says that I don't have to do it as part of this biur. I can leave it for next year. I can leave it to combine it to year 5 and 6. But it is ma'akev the vidui. If I want to do a vidui in year 1, 2, 3, I still need to have whatever grew in year 4 till now to join. So what's the nafkamina that I could leave it for next year? If let's say I don't have fruits of 1, 2, 3. Right now I have nothing to grow in my field in year 1, 2, and 3. I'm coming out to year 4. I'm getting to Pesach. Do I have to get rid of the fruits that grew from Rosh Hashanah to Pesach? Say Chavra, you don't have to get rid of it. You can join it together with year 5 and 6. But if you do want to get rid of year 1, 2, and 3, so then the year number 4, if you don't bring it together, it's me'akev. You can't do the vidui. That's what Chavraya holds. But Avila kosher. Avila says, no, it's not me'akev the vidui. I can do 1, 2, and 3, even though I don't have the fourth. That's the pshat of Reb Chaim in the sugya. There's many other explanations, but just we'll mention one that goes with the same halach, but just explains the kamina a little bit different, or more exact, the opposite of Reb Chaim. And that's what's brought down in Sefer Hanir, and it's based on Bir Hagro. He says that it's the opposite of Kamina. If you do vidui the fourth year in that Pesach, does it work or not work? Chaviraya said no. The fourth year belongs to year 5 and 6. It doesn't belong to year 1, 2, 3. So I can do vidui even if I choose to do vidui on year number 4. But according to Rav Hilo, it's not me'akev. I can do 1, 2, 3 and I don't need the fourth. But if I want to join the fourth and I want to do it, I'm able to do it. So according to Reb Chaim comes out, the Chaviraya says that it's me'akev. Not only I have to do the beer now in the year number 4, if I don't do it, I can't do it in year 1, 2, and 3. And according to the Sefer Hanir, it's the exact opposite. Chaviraya, I cannot do it even if I choose to do it. Continues now the Gemara to Darshan, It says, the Pasuk speaks about the Shon HaShlishis, that in the third year you do the beer. We learned from way before that doesn't mean the third year, means after the third year and the fourth year. But still, the Shana they're referring to the Pasuk is the third year. So says the Gemara, B'Shana yeta mutziyo min ha-tomei la-torer, v'yeta mutziyo b'shar kol ha-shoni min ha-tomei la-torer. So in every other year, you can leave it in a tomei. But in the year that we talk about, the year number three, year number six, so you have to take out from tomei to torer. What does it mean? Oma blows a kini mastiz, the explanation of the Braisa is, B'Shana yeta mutziyo min mokav tumei la-mokav taro. V'yeta mutziyo b'shar kol ha-shoni min mokav tumei la-mokav taro. It's not tomei to begin with, but if it's an Amokam Tumah, you have to take it out from there. But not in other years. Other years, you don't have to take it out from Amokam Tumah. Why is that so? So, the shot is, what are the Maestris in year number 1, 2, 4, and 5? It's Maestri Rishon that goes to a Levi, and Maestri Sheni that stays by the Balabais. These two Maestris can be Amokam Tumah. A Levi doesn't have a Din of Tahara, and a Yisrael doesn't have Tahara. But in year number 3, in year number 6, what is the Maestri Oni? An Ani can be a Kohen as well. If it's a Kohen, you have to make sure it's not Tomei. So you have to take it out from Mokav Tumah. Says the Gemara, Asa de Ablo, Zu Kamando, Omai, Mertzim, Maisa Lekona. This goes according to Madonna that says, who takes Maisa Rishon? This is going to be the Hemshech of this Sugi over here. We have it also Sugi in the Bavli. Maisa Rishon goes to who? We know that Maisa Rishon goes to the Levi. That's for sure. That's the Poshup Shah in the Torah. But does Maisa Rishon can go to a Kohen as well or not? So the Gemara says, this one normal holds, Maaser Rishon does not go to a Kohen. That's when year number 1 and 2, 4 and 5, the Kohen is not involved in the Maestros. But if you hold the Maaser Rishon can go to the Kohen, so the same when year 3 and 6, you have a Kohen involved in Maaser Ani, you have a Kohen involved in Maaser Rishon as well. Says the Gemara, B'meidi of Shul B'Levi, B'kshu li'monoi shaloi liter Maaser Lekuno. In the time of Shul B'Levi, they wanted to come and be Nimn and be Samedrish to do a Takana, Maaser Rishon go to Levi only, not to the Kohen. I mean, Manuel says, who's going to be the one that's going to make that psak? Rav Shua ben Levi, do Messiah the Levi. He is a Levi himself. He will help the Levi. Says the Gemara Dafrim Gimel Amud Beis, Al, he came in, Vesiel the Koyani, and he passed and he goes to Koyani. Omar Besirim Ve'arba Mekoyimos Nikrua Koyanim Levi. In 24 places in the Torah, the Koyanim are called the Levi. Vesiel Chodmeim, one of them is, Vakoyanim Alevim Reit Tzodok. Talk about the sons of Tzodek HaKoyen, call them HaKoyanim and Levim. They call them Levim too. So the Torah says, Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. It can mean a Koyen, because the Koyen is also called a Levi. Rabbi Yomin Bar Gidel, Rav Acho, Rav Yosivin, Amrin, Ve'aktiv, Aya, Koyen, Ben Aronim, Levim, Be'asar Levim. So they said, what is the tzad to say that Koyanim don't take Maaser? It's a Beferish Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Kohen ben Aaron will be with the Levim in the Maaser of the Levim. Actually, he takes Maaser Rishon. So they want to know. Liten le Trumas Maaser. We're not talking about Maaser Rishon. We're talking about the Maaser that the Trumas Maaser that the Levi gives the Kohen. When a Levi gets a Maaser, he needs to give 10% of it to the Kohen. That's what he means. The Kohen is part of the Maaser. Ve'achtiv says the Gemara, Ve'levim ya'alu et Maaser ha-Maaser. But then later it says that the Levim will give Maaser to Maaser. Meaning, we'll give Trumas Maaser. So that's the Hemshech HaPasuk. Masha, the beginning of the Pasuk, not talking about Trumas Maaser. And still says the Koyanim will join the Levim. So the Gemara says, Adi Rabbi, this Pasuk is Mashma, that the Koyanim do take the Maaser. Kutiz the Gemara says, one of them said, Livnei Levi. It says in the Pasuk, Livnei Levi. And the Chumash, Livnei Levi, Nirsati, called Maaser Yisrael, but it says, Vel Livnei Levi, it says with a Vav. What's the extra Vav? Matu Loimar, Vel Livnei Levi, and Lemikan, Shinoisti Maaser Lekuna. The Vav is coming to say, you give it not only to Levim, you give it to the Kohanim as well. The Charno, the other Madom, either the Chaveirim or Rav Chuno, Afilu Leis Ksib, Ela Livnei Noisti Maaser Lekuna. Even if it would say in the Pasuk, Livnei without a Vav, I still might give it to a Kohen. Why is that so? Iluman de Omar, plan bri yisav mikamo plan. If there are someone is about to die, and he gives one of his children a bigger gift, a bigger inheritance, and then he says, v'shar nechosa yushu bonai, the rest, my children will divide. Tilmo lo yinosav imoy, maybe he's not going to take with him. Meaning, the person who's in his deathbed is saying, Reuven, my son, will get a big chalik. And the rest, the kids will split. Is Reuven not part of the split? Obviously, yes. He didn't exclude it from the split. So here, the same thing. The Koyanim were part of Shevet Levi. The Torah says, I'm giving the Kohen Truma. And the Levim will take the Maaser. Levim include the Kohen as well. Why do you exclude the Kohanim from the Levim? Here in the Gemara's Masha, there's a Mechleikas or a discussion where the Kohanim still considered to be Levim once they became Kohanim. Selimor Rav Yoino Yoav Masur Lav Acho Bar Ulo. Rav Yoino used to give the Maaser to Lav Acho Bar Ulo, who was a Kohen. But says more, Loim Mishum Dav a Kohen, not because he was a Kohen, he wanted to give it to the Kohen. And Mishum Dav a Loi Bar Raisa, because he learned Torah. And he wanted to give the Maaser to someone who was learning Torah. My time, what's the source of this Pasuk? That we know you give it to someone who's learning Torah. It says in the Pasuk, Vayoyim Elohim Layeshu Shalayim, Laseis Venasa Koyanim Ve'alevim, Leman Yechzeku B'Torah Hashem. You give Koyanim and Levim in order for them to be able to learn well, better. So the ones who are learning, they are the ones that deserve more. So he held to give Maaser to a Koyan. In this case, the Koyan is learning Torah, so he gave it to him. Ravuno Lo Yinosel Maaser. Ravuno did not want to take Maaser even though he was a Koyan. Rabchia Barba, Hoyri Al Garmel, it says Lechutzos Begiduloy Mesa Maaser. Rabchia Barba did not want to get Maaser, so, and he felt if he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael, people will give him Maaser and he won't be able to get out of it, so he left the Chutzos. Shol Bar Nashon Shmuel Bar Nachman. A person asked Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shol Le'av Yoinison, Mao Denosav. Ask, should a Kohen take Maaser? Omalei Sav, you should take? Omalei Nofel Shiftoch, Nofeloch. And whatever the regular Sheva takes, which means Truma, you can take as well. I mean, you can take the Truma, you can take the Maaser, you can take both. Or another pshat in this sentence is that whatever falls to Sheva, means Shevet Levi, goes to you as well, because you're a Levi as well. It's like Moses said before. The only Zman Damer hold that a Kohen does take Maaser Rishon as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Maaser Sheni, Daf Nun Gimel.